It took a while to get there because, you know, it's hard to let go of something you do for so many years that you are successful at. The competition with others isn't necessarily fulfilling because you're playing their game. Yeah. The competition should be within. Well, you don't rewrite your story, you write your next chapter. Run towards what you want, even if it's a high mountain, right? Still, one foot in front of the other. That's it. You got to like run back and take that jump and just go, fuck it, right? That's where I think people's hero's journey has come from. Get quiet and ask yourself the question, what is it that is going to fulfill me, that is going to bring me joy?
Welcome to the I Love Success podcast. Before we get started, I just want to say thank you for deciding to listen to this episode. Thank you for making a conscious decision to be open to learn and improve in order to lead a better life. And even though I have a big mission to help 10 million people in 10 years to achieve their dreams, right now, you are the most important person to me. So please help me on my mission by being the best version of yourself. Give it your all. And most importantly, don't forget to enjoy the ride. This week, I want to introduce our guest in his own words, simply because I recognize myself in so much of what he says. And maybe you will too. I used to think exercise was all about just putting my head down and getting it done. That what mattered was low body fat, ripped abs, and winning. Man, was I wrong. Many years ago, after completing a triathlon, I reached a point that allowed me to see how I was showing up in sport and in life. My training was forced, my life was unbalanced, and I was pretty miserable. I was so focused on the outcome that I was missing out entirely on enjoying and learning from the process, or more importantly, noticing the slow transformation that was taking place so I could remember and use it later on. From that time on, I have shifted my perspective and been more focused on the journey, not the destination, as a way of achieving fulfillment of my life's goal. I can't tell you what a difference it has made. Let's welcome this week's guest, the conscious performance coach, Chris Plourde, that has one simple philosophy. The way you approach one thing in life is the way you approach everything in life, and it begins from the inside out. Let's welcome Chris Plourde. Welcome, Chris.
Hey, how are you? Thank you.
I'm good. I'm super happy to have you here. And just to give the listeners a kind of a background how we met. And I'm, in a way, I'm so lucky because I think the universe are attracting so many incredible people in my life that I get to talk to and share their journeys. And as I told you right before we started this podcast, I went with my friend Adam to unplug here on Wilshire, and I thought it was a meditation. It said breathwork, but little did I know what breathwork really is and was. So went into the meditation. I remember you coming in, this like alpha male looking guy, very relaxed, and you said, "I've never lost anyone in meditation or in breathwork." And I thought to myself, what does he mean? You know, we just gotta breathe for God's sake. But I can say that that breathwork experience was so amazing, and what happened to my body. And I would encourage everybody to take a breath class with you, or if they're not in LA, with someone else, because it's just an incredible experience. So thank you for that. And after I said, I gotta talk more to this guy. And of course, there's much more to you than just breathwork. And here we are. It hasn't been easy because you're a busy guy, but finally I get to sit down with you. So thank you for being here.
No, thank you for having me, and I'm glad it finally worked out.
Yeah. For sure. So let's say people are listening to this and they're like, they're doing very well, but they're not fulfilled and happy. Right. What's the next step if you look at yourself in the mirror and say, man, I gotta change something, but I don't know where to start.
Right. You know? Well, I think, you know, it's you know, a lot of people will go right to what's wrong, you know, but maybe it's going right to what's right. You know, like, what are your strengths? Like, what are the things that make you great? And focusing on those. You know, it's important to look at, I think, the limiting beliefs that we carry. Like the last workshop I did a couple weeks ago, it was called Life's Formula 2.0, and a big part of that was dealing with limiting beliefs. And I always deal with limiting beliefs, so I always have people write down their limiting beliefs in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
But the important part is rewriting your limiting beliefs in a positive affirmation way that has energy. And before, a lot of the times people would read, I'd have them stand up in front of the room and read their limiting beliefs. And a lot of the times it was like a lot of emotion that would come out because they're like, I've been holding on to this story for so long. Yeah. But interestingly enough, this time when we did it, they read their limiting beliefs and everybody was fine, you know, a little bit of emotion, but not too bad. But when I had them redo their limiting beliefs into that positive statement that they could own, their new chapter, their new writing, I didn't make them do anything, but I had them read it.
Yeah.
And if I didn't feel, if the class or the workshop participants didn't feel the emotion coming out of that, of them owning their power, I had them read it again. And I had them read it again. And I had them read it again. And then when they finally read it and they were like connected to the source of who they are, then the emotions came. Because it wasn't about running away from what they thought was holding them back. It was about owning their power and who they were as a man, as a woman, and stepping into that. And that's freaking scary.
Yeah, it is.
That's scary. It's like, holy shit, I can really be this powerful. I can really reach this level of financial freedom, of success. I can really live with leading with love instead of being motivated by fear. And when they took that in and they were like, it just shifted. You could see the demeanor, the lightness that came over them after they read that, the power they stepped into.
No, I love that. And I think that I had a guy on, Brian Casella, and he grew up as an immigrant kid, and it was always that scarcity mindset. Mm-hmm. And I recognized that. My parents were immigrants as well. And a lot of times save and be, but
right.
Then we look at that as abundance. If we can look at the world that there's infinite possibilities, but how do we start believing in that, you know? Mm. Because if we look at the people that are impacting the world, they have the abundance mindset. But how can we as human beings start being better at that, you think?
It's a struggle, for sure. I'm not going to say it's easy, but it's internal perspective shift. Yeah. So fear is dwelling on what might not happen. Faith is dwelling on what might happen, right? So we have the two separate ones. And you get to make a choice. Which one am I going to watch today? Am I going to run towards fear? Am I going to run towards fear? Am I going to run towards faith?
Yeah.
Right? So we have to trust. You know, I love the metaphor of standing on the edge of the cliff, right? Where you are looking down and you know you have a strong feeling that there's water down there and it's going to catch you. You know that, right? You've done your research, you know. But you got to like run back and take that jump and just go, fuck it, right? That's where I think people's hero's journey has come from, right? When they're able to go, I'm going to do this and it's going to be challenging and I have to have a level of faith that body of water is going to catch me. But guess what? I'm going to enjoy this on the way down. Right? You can either swan dive into it or you can flail your arms and go, no, you already made the choice. You might as well have fun.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I love that. And also, I think what you say, do that. And I remember last class I went with you when I did the breath work again. You were talking about that cliff and I had my eyes closed. I was like, this is so amazing to jump, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
we had people yell too.
We got to yell mm-hmm. and be kind of alive. And I mean, I love that. And my idol when growing up was Bruce Lee, and he talked about the art of expressing the human body.
Yeah,
and I truly believe that happiness is about expressing yourself as a human being, right? Yeah. And being able to express yourself as who you are, mm-hmm. which might be the hardest thing we could ever do, yeah. right? Because yeah. it changes. Because Absolutely. A cyclist all of a sudden don't want to cycle anymore, and we have a crisis. Like, how do yeah. we move from that? You know,
right,
It's tricky. So I want to talk about success, because mm-hmm. what is success according to you, and like, what is that everybody's yeah. talking about? Yeah. You know,
I think it's an internal feeling you have. It's freedom. Yeah. You know, success is freedom to do what you want when you want to do it.
Yeah.
Right. And you can look at all the areas of your life. You can look at financial freedom. Maybe being financially free or having all your needs met financially is success to you. Right. So for me, that is it. It's like, if my bills are paid, we have money going towards the kids' college, we get money going towards our, you know, the house, everything else, we're able to go on great vacations, you know, there's success there. But then there could be another level that you're striving for. It doesn't mean you don't appreciate what you have, right? Yeah. Success is when professionally yeah. or higher purpose, then I'm really able to be in service of others, yeah. right? When I can really get that, see the changes that my clients are making in their lives, that's success to me, right? Yeah. When I'm feeling good all the time and people around me are getting sick and I'm not, I'm doing something right, because I'm getting out of bed at 4 a.m, I'm doing my thing, you know, my morning routine, and I'm good energy and I'm solid throughout the day. That's success in that area of my life. Yeah. You know, like when I have people around me on a Sunday afternoon, my friends and community come over and we're cooking dinner and I'm looking around and I'm going, this is beautiful. I love yeah. these people in my life right now. That's success to me.
Yeah.
You know, so there's so many elements to it. But I don't ever think you reach one specific place in all these areas and go, yeah, I'm here finally. Yeah. It's a constant journey that you're on, you know. So and new stuff gets released, you know. You were saying in breath work, you know, you go through these things, and you've heard people have emotional outbreaks and in breath work. It's because they're releasing different things. When you breathe that deeply, you move energy, and some people haven't dealt with certain air. They store energy within their bodies, and then when that gets released, it's like, whoa, what is that? And they haven't dealt with that in so long. And I used to be a really sympathetic cry. Like, I'd see people cry, I'd be like, oh, I'd have tears in my eyes, and I start crying right there. And I look at it now, and I go, and I see somebody, like, I just had a class today, and I see somebody really going through it, like all class, or. You know, and I look, I go, that's beautiful. Yeah. And I want to be there. I'm there with you, and I see what you're going through. I know it's painful, but I know it's in the middle of that. There's freedom in the middle of that. When you have the courage enough to allow yourself to feel and to go through that, you're going to experience freedom. Yeah. And it's just a matter of embracing that and going, okay, I surrender. You know, so success could be letting out a big cry. This is something that happened to you when you were 4, right? And go, whoa, okay, that I'm just 10 pounds lighter. I'm, you know, spiritually lighter right now, or emotionally lighter, you know. So it varies. I don't know. I think that definition always changes. It depends what part of life we're in. You know?
And you get to define that, right? No one else.
Nobody else.
Yeah.
Nobody else.
I feel that's the hardest part, because we allow other people to define what's success for us.
Totally got that.
And we have so much attachment to mm-hmm. to outcome that we forget the journey, right?
Yeah.
And like, how do you have any tools for like listening to your own inner voice? And,
yeah. Well, you just said that, you know, I mean, you just said it, you know, when we let other people's ideas of success, that was my problem. Yeah. I was always attached to this uncle that had this much money, or this friend that did this. It was always the grass. Like I said earlier, the grass is greener on this side, because I was believing in something outside of myself.
Yeah.
Right. That isn't necessarily what is going to get us to the next level, right? It's constantly going back there. You know, you watch people on TV at high levels of sport, right? And doing their thing, and you go, oh, I'd love, if I was doing that and I was at this, I would be successful. And you're like, no, yeah. I don't think you would. I'm going to challenge you on that, right? Again, it's getting rid of or having the courage to slow down, get quiet, and ask yourself the question, what is it that is going to fulfill me, that is going to bring me joy? You know, I think this Marie Kondo thing, you know, she goes into the homes and she prays them and she makes you throw away the clothes that aren't bringing you joy. Yeah. I love that because it's such an amazing metaphor, because what is going to bring you joy, right? Is if you right now, and I know you know better than this, but if I go to somebody that doesn't know, you know, I said, if I could give you a 10-year contract at $40 million in the NFL, would you take it and be happy? Oh, yeah. And I go, really? No, I don't think so. You know, because then you have to deal with so many other things. It's like, I want to challenge you to go and slow down and not get motivated by fear and get motivated by love, right? And then tap into what's right here and feel that. Yeah. Then we're going to find what success is. Then we're going to find what happiness is. Then we're going to be fulfilled. Yeah. But until you're willing to sit and look in the mirror and get quiet, then we're not going to get there.
I love that. And I love the word joy. It feels like it's a word that we don't use enough, especially as we get older, right? Mm-hmm. And we hear it all the time. I'm too old for thinking about joy. I'm thinking about money now, right?
Yeah.
How do we deal with those people? Because I think they need joy most, probably, right?
Right. So you're saying the ones that are money motivated?
I don't think it's wrong to be money motivated, mm-hmm. as long as you but if you forget joy, the element of joy that you... Sometimes I see people that say, yeah, it's... you're doing this, that you love what you do, but not everybody can do that. I want the money, you know?
Yeah, no, and I get it.
How do we talk about that?
Don't get me wrong. I mean, I have been and I am money motivated to a certain degree. You know, I'm charging my clients a certain amount of money. Yeah. I mean, I'm giving them value, but there's a certain amount of money, especially we both live here in Los Angeles, which is one of the most expensive places to live. But I think it's first of all about meeting your needs, your basic needs, right? And once you have that, and then you can really start asking the question. Because until those basic needs are met, then we're really not going to be able to look beyond what we want. We can have an idea of that, but we just have to get that bottom line met, right? Yeah. And have that security and that foundation within ourselves first and foremost, right? Money is going to be there. And for me, money right now is about being able to spread the word, you know, is being able to impact more people.
And impact more people with more money.
Exactly. Yeah. And being able to take care of yourself, right? Big lesson I've learned is I need to slow, like my coach, right? Yeah. One of the biggest things she keeps reminding me of is, are you slowing down? Yeah. Are you taking care of yourself? Right, I had a video scheduled for Wednesday this week, a shoot, and I was all out like Monday night all through the night. I was up at 4 every day. I got to Tuesday and I'm like, look, is there any way we can reschedule this? Because I'm not going to be at my best and I'm going to be selling myself out and be spent based upon my schedule right now. And he was like, I completely understand. Let's make sure you're at your very best. So what are the things I'm doing to fill my cup up, right? I'm going to get a massage. Am I going to get my energy work done? Am I taking my own breathwork classes? Am I taking a vacation with my family, right? Am I shutting my business off at 5-6 o'clock so that I can be with my kids and my wife and spend that quality time? Because if I don't have that, there's an imbalance. Yeah. And I've learned that I have to. I've burnt myself out. It used to be 4 to 5 times a year where I would reach the point of just like, I'm done. Like the joy wasn't there.
Yeah.
I was so spent because I didn't understand that if I don't slow down, I'm gonna crash, right? Like I would always be in the fast lane of life, like constantly think, that was a limiting belief of mine. I've shared this, the limiting belief was if I slow down, I'm gonna lose everything. If I slow down, the money's going to go away. I'm going to lose my home, my not going to have be able to live in Los Angeles. It's going to go. But what the reality was and what I replaced that with was when I slow down and take my time, I get more creative, I build deeper relationships, and my business becomes more abundant because I'm able to see the bigger picture. And I have more energy to do more quality things in my life, right? So that's where money comes from. That's why I want to attract that money so that I'm able to take care of myself in the best way possible and impact the greater goods, thousands, millions of people around the world, right? And spread the message. Like, you're doing a great job doing that. So
thank you. And I it's so interesting what you're saying, because I'm kind of the same thing that I feel like I'm when I want to do something, I kind of go all in because my why is so fucking big that I forget about myself and it's only short term, right? And that's why I'm curious, because you talk a lot about balance. Can you be a high achiever and balanced at the same time? Is that possible, and how do we do that?
When I train triathletes or marathon runners or cyclists or whatever, we do something called periodization.
What's it called?
Periodization. It's periodization training.
Yeah.
So essentially what it looks like is this, right? If you were to pick your goal, put it on top of a mountain, right? Suppose let's take a marathon, for example, right? Yeah. And in that marathon, right, the goal is 26.2 miles, right? So you start at the bottom of that hill and you start off with the 4 mile run week one. Right. Next week you go to 5 mile run. Next week six. Next week seven. Next week eight. Next week nine. Next week 10. By week 10, whatever the case may be, I can pretty much guarantee if you kept it up like that, you would crash.
Yeah.
Like, you would either get injured, you'd be burnt out, you'd have your adrenals would be tapped. There'd be something off, and it wouldn't get you to that mountaintop. So what periodization states is that we want you to build week one to that 4 mile run, then go to that 5 mile run, then the 6 mile run. But on week four, take it back to a 3 or 2 mile run again and slow that workload down for the week. That training slows down. So you're actually giving yourself permission, you're giving yourself permission to take some time off to let your body heal, because you've been pushing the boundaries of what you're used to pushing. So then you come back to week five, you go to 7, 8, 9 miles, then week 10, back off again, right? It can work. That's just very similar.
Yeah.
So how do we relate that to life, right? I know these past 2 weeks I've been all out, right? Yeah. All out, just, you know, home at 10, 11, you know, we've tried to connect many times for the past couple of months. It's been challenged, but we're finally here. So I'm giving myself permission on Friday afternoon from 3 to whatever time to just kick it and relax and maybe get a massage or do something. Same thing Saturday afternoon, right? I'm going to take a nap. I'm going to I'm going to seek out a nap and go, I'm just going to lay down, or go to the movies for a few hours, or go lightly, you know, gently surfing, you know, not like I used to, but let's go out in the water and paddle, or go on the beach and just kick it. Or what are the things that fill, I'm going to ask, what are the things that bring, you know, the people that are listening, them joy? What fills your cup up, right? And the point of this is, and again, we've been throwing a lot of metaphors out there, but I love this one too, is if your cup is always full, you're able to give to the people around you that the spillover, right? So it's kind of like your oxygen mask goes on first, right? If your cup's half empty, you're not going to be at your very best. So keep your cup full. Find ways to step back and trust the process that more will come your way. It's a faith leap, right? Where we get to yell, we get to go, yes, I'm going to trust this. And if you fall and you come up short and you get a scar because of it, I'm going to give you a huge high five and say, great job. At least you tried and had the courage to do it. What did you learn from that? Get up. Let's go again.
Do you believe there's everything happens for a reason?
I do.
Yeah.
I sure do.
Yeah. And I think that's so cool. And I believe in spirituality as well. And there, mm-hmm. there's the universe. There's something more than we can explain. But yeah. how? What do you say to people that say, no, that's just BS, you know?
About
things about spirituality and things happening for a reason.
Yeah, well, people are on their own paths.
Yeah.
You know, I can be there. Teacher is going to be there when yeah. the student's ready.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're good with your foundation of who you are as a person, and we let all these people like judge us and yeah. get to us, then they're going to be, you know, they're going to be off on their own little thing doing what they're going to do. They might not be in your life right now.
Yeah.
Right? But these things happen to us, I truly believe this, to yeah. get us to a place of, to center us, to teach us, to evolve us, whatever that is. And if that person's, because, you know, if that person's not ready, then they're not ready. Like, we'll jump back to breath work because, yeah. you know, that's where we met. Yeah. People come in there all the time and they don't know what it is. They just think we're going to be breathing. They don't realize what an emotional release it could be, yeah. right? And I watch because people go through some pretty traumatic things within that class, but they go through some amazingly blissful things too. There's a ton of freedom. So I see people judging all the time. And it's like they're walking in going, what is this? Why is that person breathing this loud or making... And it's like, no, you know what? They're on their own path. You know, they're doing their work. And this is the way they're doing their work. Just get rid of the judgment. Because a judgment... That's what I learned from one of my healer trainings, breathwork healer trainings from my teacher, David Elliott. When people would have conflicts, he used to put the two people in front of the room. Right. And he'd have them look at each other and he goes, okay, you know what to do. Cause we went through, you know, year of training or whatever. And the person would start off and go, a judgment I have about you that's really about me yeah. is, and then they'd state whatever that is. And then the person that receiving it had to say, or said, thank you. Yeah. And then they'd say, a judgment I have about you that's really about me is. And then that person would say, and thank you. And usually go back, like, I've never seen it go past like four, but generally it would end in a big hug and tears because we realize that the triggers that happen to us aren't about that person. If they're still triggering you, you got to look at that.
Yeah.
Look in the mirror and go, what is that that I'm getting triggered by that person's shit?
Yeah.
Right? And that's what's key is being knowing that we're doing our own work and we're on our own paths.
Yeah.
You know? No, I love and that. Just have fun with it. It's you know, so we true, take ourselves yeah. so seriously.
Why is life so serious, yeah. right?
I got triggered this week, yeah. you know, by some dude that, you know, coming in and just being this hard ass and da 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 da. And I'm like, oh, this, he's so just unevolved. What the? And I was, I saw myself making all these judgment and getting really upset and finding this stuff within me coming up. And I go, wait, slow down.
Yeah.
You were that Boston kid, yeah. right? And like, cause I grew up South Boston.
Yeah.
I put on a big armor mask to try to get out of that. You know, built my body up. I wanted to be that masculine or idea of what I thought a successful masculine yeah. alpha male was and got in fights and all this. That dude yeah. was me. 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And it triggered and it came out and I go, oh, it's still not clean. And this is what I mean about going back to it and going, oh, okay, I still am doing the work.
Yeah.
And it made me laugh. And I go, all right, what am I going to do? Get in a relationship with them. Yeah. Call them up. Be truthful. Tell them what you're thinking. Yeah. Tell them what's going on. Right? Thank them for yeah. showing that I'm not completely cleared yet, that I'm still, I have, my armor has chinks. My soul has chinks. I'm still going to get triggered.
That's so amazing. And I mean, it's incredible. It truly is a journey, just like you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it is. And it's, we get to live this life and we get to have so much beauty in this world. So mm-hmm. let's try to focus on that. One last thing that I want to ask you, Chris, is for the people that listen to this today and they want to get started with their dream, their goal. They want to get started right now. What would your recommendation be? What's the first thing they can do when they're done with this podcast to get a little bit closer?
Right. I was presenting at this conscious capitalism event some weeks ago, and this gentleman by the name of Abdel, maybe we can put it in the show notes. I'll think of the last name. It's an interesting last name. He gave this remarkable presentation on finding your inner compass.
Yeah.
Right. And again, I don't want to take credit for it because this is his, and it just impacted me in such a big way. Yeah. But there were some similar things that I used with my clients doing some meditation, but it just made it very simple. And what he said was, first, write down all your gifts, right? Gifts. Write them down. What are your gifts? And what I added to it was, and your strengths, your gifts and your strengths, right? Write all those things down. Just let your hand be free. And don't get caught up in being, oh, I'm bragging or anything like that. Who cares? You know, show the world who you are, right? Don't be this modest, you know, oh, I'm going to hide and do. Just write down your gifts and be proud and step into your power.
Yeah.
Right? Then write down your passions. Right? Take the P and write down all your passions in life. Like when you go to a magazine store, if there's any existing anymore, what's the first magazine you go for, right?
Yeah.
So write down all your passions in life, right? And then you ask yourself, okay, now how can I be in service, right? How can I use those things and be in service? And what you found is your inner compass, because that's your G is your gifts. Your P is your purpose, your S being in service, GPS, your inner GPS. Yeah. And I thought it was brilliant how he and his story and what he went through working for these major, major companies and doing these amazing deals that put it into play. And there's more work we can do in order to get to that, like, you know, different action steps we can take, right? Because without action, then you're not going to get to where you need to go. They say, like, the law of attraction, you need to attract and feel what you have. But David Asaroff says you also have to have the law of Goya. The law of Goya, right? And without the law of Goya, you're not going to get what you want in life. So the law of attraction states that you think, feel what you want in life, you're going to get that. But without the law of Goya, that none of that is going to happen. And the law of Goya simply is get off your ass, right? And do the work, right? So if you want them, if they can hear this and be inspired, right? And they can go, that sounds great. I love all those little tidbits and nuggets and but unless you get off your ass and you actually get into action and you start that momentum, none of this stuff is going to happen, right? And that's where the courage comes into play. And if you're saying, well, I'm too lazy, then look at that and say, what can I take off my plate that is in a 8, 9, or 10? Because you're probably just tired and spent because you're doing too much and you don't have proper boundaries in your life, emotional boundaries, because you're not, and your cup's not full. Yeah. So call me for a consultation and we'll get to it.
Perfect. And so. how can we get in touch with you? Because you're like, honestly, man, I'm so glad that you came here today. I learned so much and I'm so grateful that I get to share this conversation with a man just like yourself. So how do we get in touch with you if we want to work with you?
Great. No, so my website's chrisplourde.com.
CHRIS.
PLOURDE.com. And all my, where I teach at Unplugged and Equinox and Revolution, all of that's there. My upcoming workshops, you can email me. There's a ton of stuff coming on this year. I'm working on a new workshop that I'm really excited about, and some online group mastermind groups we're going to get started as well. So if you're not looking for the one-on-ones, but you know, what I'll do is, you know, we'll do a consultation, short consultation, and see if we're a good energy match, you know. And that's the whole thing, is when I work with people, or if I do groups, or if I go speak to companies, you know, I'm not going, oh, what do you have? I want to know what this person wants. Am I the right person for your company to come in and work with? Am I the right person, the right energy for you to work with, right? And that's the key. And it's not just you looking at me, it's me looking at you, and is that synchronicity a match, right? And we get to feel that. We get to work with that. So speaking engagements. I do speaking engagements all over with various topics we can chat about and everything else. So
that's awesome.
Right on.
Chris Plourde, Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Yeah.
Dude, you hold great conversation. Yeah. You hold great space for this. This was a lot of fun. So
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. And we're all super grateful. So check out chrisplore.com. We have the link in the show notes. And thank you so much.
Thank you.